It is a bit disappointing because, I mean, I don't know if you know about the Albion Cup, but that's a local cup competition in the Lincoln area. Mm. And I can remember going back into the 50s and 60s, there would probably be 30-odd teams entering it. Virtually every village in and around Lincoln had a team. And now it's probably down to 8 or 10 teams, which are the bigger clubs, which is, it is disappointing. I'm not quite sure what could be done to arrest that, really. Difficult.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think it is the ground, or is there another reason for it?
Probably the domination by 3 or 4 clubs in the Lincoln area of the competition, and they attract the better players, so the villages aren't really that competitive at that level, which is a shame, because I can remember the time when they were. Money, probably. Players getting paid. And there's a greater movement of players now between clubs. I mean, people change clubs season after season sometimes. Mm. Whereas I think going back 40-odd years, people played for a club and that was it.
Yeah.
They played, whether they were on a high or a low, they still played for that club. Again, it's difficult to know what you could do to change that.
Yeah. Do you think if a village kind of does lose its cricket team, as many seem to be doing, does that village lose something? That kind of other than just the cricket team, does it lose something else, do you think?
I think it probably does, actually. You know, it's a like a football team in a village, and if there's a pub in the village and it's a focal point for the community and all sorts of other activities, the cricketers go back to the pub after the game, and likewise the footballers have their meeting there, and the pub does well, and more people go there, and the shops do better. It's all interlinked, really. Mm. And once one goes, you're on a bit of a decline. I mean, it's like a village losing its post office or its pub or its convenience shop. Again, it's difficult to know how that can be stopped. Pubs are closing by the hundred, aren't they? So many a week, isn't it? I think, I'm not sure what the figure is, but throughout the country it's a fair number. So I think, yeah, as I say, I think it's all interlinked. I think there's more community spirit in a village when there were all these activities going. I mean, I'm going back to when I lived at Canning, which was in the 50s and 60s, and there was a small football club, a cricket club playing midweek, there was a bowls club, there was a tennis club, and there were always activities going on in the village hall. You know, the tennis club had a dance, and there was a New Year dance, and it was all quite often the same people are organising all these things, but everybody knew everybody else. Mm. Whereas now I think some of the villages, people just sort of go there to sleep and clear off to work the next day and come back and shut the door.
Mm.
And I don't think village life is obviously like it was.